Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 8th of February, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by markets editor Annalise Little. Hello, Annalise.
Hi, David.
Annalise covers sulfur and sulfuric acids for the fertilizers team, and today we're going to zoom in on the North America segment. Annalise, where are we now that we're about 2 months into the new year?
So the markets are a little bit stuck right now since most of the Vancouver and Western Canada sulfur demand comes from China. We're not really seeing any activity since the Chinese Lunar New Year is coming up in the next week or so. So for the whole beginning of the year, prices have been relatively steady. We actually are at kind of a funny little disconnected point where China CFR sulfur prices and Vancouver FOB sulfur prices are almost equal, which doesn't really make sense because you have to pay freight to get from one place to the other. But since there's no deals being done, it's kind of all notional and we're just waiting for the new year to come and go so that activity can actually pick up again.
What about things on the logistics side?
On the logistics side, it's kind of interesting in the U.S. right now. Things are pretty tight, especially on the molten side. So there's not very much prilling happening. However, I have heard that there's been an increase in sulfur being railed down in liquid form to the U.S., which is a little bit different than normal. Typically, people try to avoid that since rail freight is so expensive coming from Canada down to the U.S.
How is that affecting the sulfuric acid market?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting side note. Generally, the U.S. is pretty long in supply on sulfuric acid right now in the beginning of the year and the first quarter. However, right now, acid is really tight domestically, which would generally be really opportunistic for sulfur burners, which are on-purpose acid producers. However, since the molten liquid is really tight in the U.S. right now, they're not able to take that opportunity. That would typically be a really good thing for them right now.
So it's less than ideal.
Less than ideal for anybody.
And what's going on in regards to sulfur contracts for the first quarter?
So Q1 Tampa sulfur contracts settled a couple weeks back. They jumped up a little bit higher. They rose by $6 per long ton. That puts it at $116 per long ton. And those two major buyers that negotiate these contracts are Mosaic and Nutrien, now Nutrien, formerly Potash Corp. That merger finished in January. This Tampa contract right now is at its highest point in a couple of years since Q3 of 2015.
What's been going on in terms of production? You had an article last week regarding tight supply.
Yeah, so in the past couple of months, supply has been pretty tight across the board in North America, Western Canada in particular. Pine River has had some production output problems, and Syncrude has been pouring to block. This does not often happen in the U.S., generally only happens when prices are so low on sulfur that companies can't make money selling it once they process it. So instead, they take their liquid molten sulfur and solidify it basically into a giant yellow sulfur iceberg rather than spend the money to process it. Prices are not that low right now, but from what I understand, Syncrude has had some maintenance problems with their processing equipment, causing them to have to pour to block.
What will you be looking out for in the upcoming weeks or months?
So in the very immediate future, next week, February 12th through 14th in San Diego, California, we will have the Fertilizer Institute's annual meeting. That's bringing in a lot of people from the markets. The attendance roster that I last saw was 39 pages long, single-spaced. So that's going to be a big gathering. I'm sure some news will come out of it, especially since it's corresponding date-wise with a lot of the quarterly earnings and production results releases from the fourth quarter. Also, before the end of Q1, the Heartland processing plant in Western Canada is expected to come up by the end of the first quarter. That's going to shift things significantly due to its large capacity. It will be able to prill about 2,000 tons of sulfur a day.
Thanks for the update, Annalise. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's going on in the fertilizers markets or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for the next podcast.